Let's move on to the next step. So here we go. Now, what we're talking about here are surface, there's a difference between surface values and deeper level value systems. We're going to get into how to change values and surface values. Now, so they, according to the National Values Center, they call most of the values work that we do in NLP in terms of changing somebody's, like when, if you went to Breakthrough to Success, we can help people to change their values, or they find their values change in their career or something. That's what, according to the National Values Center, that's what they would call surface values. All those, I didn't do this particular section at Breakthrough. No. But we did work with career values, or we worked with relationship values, or something like that. That would be what the National Values Center would call surface values, although they're not really surface values, because they're usually very unconscious until you bring them to the to your consciousness. But they would call them surface values. And they say the surface values are like the tip of the iceberg, because there's a lot more underneath. And what they say is underneath are the deep value systems. Yikes. We're not there yet. What are underneath are the deep value systems. And these are what they call memes. And memes are like genes. So they propagate throughout society, almost like a thought virus. All right? So the thought virus, not in a bad way, it's just a good way. I use the word virus, but it propagates throughout society. So they're deep value systems, DNA. You could think of it being as like DNA. They're the framework for values. These are worldviews, mindsets, and realities that people live in. The capacities to fit complexities, what we mean is that behavior is geared for adaptation. So we look at the complexities that we're dealing with or the conditions that we're dealing with in our world, and the thought systems or the memes, like genes, are our responses to those conditions that we're dealing with. They're the scaffolds for building ethics, and they're attractors of little memes. meme is just, all they mean is, actually, I don't know what the, I can find out. I'm not sure. They said it's kind of like genes, but I couldn't give you the definition. I'll find out for you. Yeah, we'll find out. So they're memes. They're like genes. Okay, let's take a look at what are the life conditions outside that determine the thinking systems inside? So at the bottom, we have internal controls. Notice on the left side of our screen, it says internal controls. On the right side of our screen, it says external controls. So the internal controls would be values level 1, 3, 5, and 7. Okay, those would be the internal systems, where control is located, the locus of control and power is inside the individual. The values levels 2, 4, 6, and 8 would be external controls, where the locus of control and power is something bigger than the individual. It's the group, it's the cause, it's the planet. Now, values level 1, which is at the bottom, is a state of nature. So you look at the world as being a state of nature. That's how they see the outside world. Their thinking systems inside is, in order to react to the world as being a state of nature, they're going to act much like other animals. Values level 2 sees the world as being mysterious and frightening. It's a mysterious, frightening place. And therefore, the thinking systems inside to deal with that is they placate spirits and gather for safety. So they might talk to the trees and they placate the spirits, and their spirits, the world is a magical place. It's a mystical, magical place where you talk to the trees and you placate the spirits and so on and so forth. Right. Now, by the way, values level 6 will tend to like values level 2, not because they're tribal, but because they like the shamanistic aspects of it, or they like the those aspects that fit into some of the New Age type thought systems of values that can be that can spread from values level 6. Values level 6 is not New Age, but it's values level 6 thinking that created the New Age movement. It's that type of thinking. So New Age is not the only thing that you would associate to values level 6, but it was that type of thinking that created that type of movement, among other things. So those people that would be in like a New Age movement might relate to some of the things that happen within a values level 2 movement. system. Values level 3 sees the world as rough and hard like a jungle. The world's a rough, hard place. It's a jungle out there. Inner city people would be values level 3. And values level 3 says you've got their thinking systems inside. Is because the world is like a jungle, you've got to fight to survive in spite of others. So you got to go out there and you got to fight your way. So when we think of gangs in the inner city, gangs in the inner city would really be moving from 2 to 3, like right in there. They probably got some 2 in them, but not much. Because if you asked them about the spirits and the world being a magical place, they'd probably tell you, hey, probably stick a knife in you. Give me your money, you know. So while they've got some 2 thought in them, because they understand the tribing and the banding together, their basic survival instinct is going to probably overpower everything, and they're going to be more of that aggressive type values level 3. Yeah.
And it must be just this state of consciousness, because I can think of 6 people right now in my head that I worked around that have that kind of mentality, and I work, you know where I work.
Absolutely. Now realize that, and that's why I said these aren't meant to box people in. So we don't say that you're an 8, you're a 7, you're a 6, you're a 5, you're a 4. We don't say that. We say these are ways and systems of thinking. The question is, what are your habitual ways of thinking? Are they more blue or green or turquoise? What are they more of? Are they more values level 2? Are they values level 3? These can be more contextual too. You might be values level 6 at work and values level 3 in relationships. Right? Or you might be values level 1 in relationships, right? Survival. Hey, it's every man for himself, you know? So let's talk about values level 4. Values level 4 sees the world as being divinely controlled and driven. Values level 4 sees the world as being divinely controlled and guilt-driven. Some of the value systems will actually have more of a propensity to experience emotions like guilt than others. Values level 4 is one of those.
Fundamentalist.
Anybody, values level 4 tends to be a rigid type of thinking where there's one way, there's only way, and you should do it this way. It's oftentimes fear-based. It's black or white, good or bad. That's just that type of thinking. And it's the system. And there's laws, and if you break the laws, you go to jail. Now, that's, yeah, and the values level 4s are saying, hey, if we don't have laws, the values level 3s are going to take over the world. And they're saying, if you break the law, you go to jail. That's why when you look at, like, Iraq, the whole issue with Iraq right now, what's happening here is Iraq, like, when they went and they invaded their neighbors, when they went and invaded Kuwait, what the values level 4 government, because governments are bureaucratic governments, are values level 4. So the 4s over here, who also have 3 in them, but they don't admit it. So the 4s over here, who also have some 3, look at this other 3, and they say, hey, in the thought systems of 3s, they conquer. That's what 3s do. So you got to slap the 3s down, and you got to stomp them out so well that there's no embers left. There's no embers burning. If you stomp down a 3 partway, they rekindle, and they'll spend the rest of their life trying to get back at you. So when you stomp out a 3, you got to stomp out the 3 all the way so there's nothing left burning, right? And it's true. So the 4s are going, hey, we didn't stomp out this 3 enough. We've got to stomp them out so there's nothing left burning, and they've also got some 3 in them. Yeah?
You described Australia
as 4. Australia is a little bit more values level 6. Yeah. Australia is more values level 6 than the States. That's values level 6. It's everybody's got to be equal. In values level 6, everybody's got to be equal.
I really don't agree with that.
Yeah, everybody, but you're not completely values level 6. You've got some 6 going on, but you've got other value systems going on as well. Right? Australia is much more values level 6. The United States is much more values level 5. And 4. 4 and 5. Yeah. The blue one's a little hard to read. It says divinely controlled and guilt-driven. So values level 4 is divinely controlled and guilt-driven.
It says that on our testing, right?
You've got descriptions of the values levels on your testing.